It's HPR, and I'm Dave Lawrence, host of All Things Considered. One of my favorite parts of hosting this show over the last decade and a half is the diverse lineup of musicians and entertainers we're fortunate enough to speak with. Like in 2015, when Creedence Clearwater Revival legend John Fogerty, the voice of CCR, was our guest ahead of a concert at the Blaisdell Arena.
What will be in store for the people coming to see you?
Well, the inspiration for this, by the way, the initial idea came from my wife, at least this time around. You know, over the years, people, of course, have remarked on the fact that Creedence put out three albums in that year, 1969. And I've talked, you know, interviewers about it. It was a remarkable thing, but that's about as far as it went. And one day my wife just sort of was, I think she'd been thinking about it for a while, but she said, why don't we just have a show where we actually present the idea, the year of 1969? And that was a kind of a different way of looking at the same thing. And I thought, gee, that might be fun. So obviously, I play as much music from those three albums as possible. But, you know, going back to the original, to that year, I was a highly motivated individual, let's say. And after Susie Q was a hit, there has been a syndrome in rock and roll called the one-hit wonder. And I was perfectly poised at the edge of that particular cliff to become one of those. I said, oh my goodness, I don't want that to happen. So I sort of took stock of my situation. I was on a tiny label, and we didn't really have a manager or a publicist or any of the stuff that you usually have. And so I kind of said this phrase to myself, well, I guess I'm just going to have to do it with music, meaning I'm going to kind of take the bull by the horns and just create, you know, write as many good songs as I can and get them rehearsed with my band and recorded and get the music out there. I really didn't realize that it was some sort of a Olympian feat to have three albums come out in a year. I was just sort of thinking of self-preservation, to tell you the truth. And, luckily and happily, the very first single, Proud Mary, which came out, and the album Bayou Country, which came out on January 1st of 69, provided a very nice kind of introduction or launching pad for this bunch of music that was about to come out of me. I just got really, really busy. And so that's sort of what we present in the show. You know, 1969, the late 60s, was a very culturally interesting and even volatile time in America and in the world. Of course, the people of my generation were just starting to come of age, the so-called boomers. And there were just a lot of ideas floating around in the air. Of course, various things happened. Woodstock was a big event that year. We also, the U.S. put a man on the moon. And Creedence had 8 hit songs on the radio, if not more, that year.
With rock legend John Fogerty, one of many guests we're grateful for here on HPR and All Things Considered, I'm Dave Lawrence.